It's Light Up Time, starring Frank Sinatra with Skitch Henderson's orchestra and our special guest pinch-hitting for Dorothy Kirsten. And now here is Frank Sinatra.
And boy, have I got a cold. Last night at the Copacabana, my voice was so deep that when I sang Old Man River, I got way down in the mud. And who do you think I met down there throwing the mud around? Three Hollywood radio commentators. Skitch? Shall we pitch? Here we go. I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. It's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But she only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen. That's not the kind I want. Whoever dreamed that your cousin would wander into that restaurant. I understand that you're quite upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show that you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Light Up Time is history is still being made in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, because tonight our own Dorothy Kirsten opens the opera season up there in Beantown on the Charles. And while we do feel we're giving a lot to Boston, we also feel that tonight we're getting a lot from that neck of the woods in the person of a personable young musician who really took the corn out of the cornet. Friends, meet the fellow who is currently busting things up these nights at a small jazz drop called the Hickory Log on West 47th Street, Mr. Bobby Hackett. I observe that Mr. Hackett is all puckered up to plant a loving kiss on his trumpet mouthpiece, so I shall just take time to tell you that he is about to engulf in the sound of melding brass that Gershwin great, Embraceable You. Robert, you're on. A few tunes later, we'll do a duet on Body and Soul. Naturally, you will have to furnish the body. Say, Frank.
Frank, don't you love working around great musicians?
I certainly do, Andre. Only around trumpet players, I have to be very careful.
Really? Why is that?
Well, one day I stood in front of Harry James' trumpet when he took a big, deep breath.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, for 2 days, I was the only kid in town wearing a brass beanie. I suppose you know why Tommy Dorsey first hired me.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Well, I was the only singer he could find who could get up into the trombone to clean it. And when I was a real good boy, he used to let me ride on the slide. But on with the show and a song made famous by the Columbo that America discovered. Russ Columbo's torch-bearing tune, It Isn't Fair. It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today.
Boy, do those Hollywood gossip commentators out there in California have an easy life. All day long, they just lie in the sun. And then after the sun goes down, they lie some more. Skip. Can we go to press?
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake. Baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
How'd you do?
Here, 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 I work alone. How'd you do it? If I knew you were coming, I'd have kept the pot, coffee pot, nice and hot. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake for you. A pretty angel cake.
Okay, Mr. Bobby Hackett, let us make the same racket we made on our Columbia record of Body and Soul.
My heart is sad and lonely for you. I sigh for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance to prove this. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Coming to a close until tomorrow evening when Frank Sinatra, Dorothy Kirsten, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson, will be back again.